Back to the claims about speed humps. They're illegal after the resurfacing. Claims have been made that the speed humps on a road in Wallingford are illegal after the street was refurbished and the council say it's investigating. Multiple road users have reported the speed humps on Wantage Road are higher than the legal standard, and it's uncomfortable to drive on even below the speed limit. The maximum permitted height for a speed bump under the Highways Brackets Road Humps Regulations 1999 is 10 centimetres. And driving instructor Graham Rolfe said the Wantage Road humps are slightly higher than this. Mr. Rolfe of Cromarsh Gifford said the road is uncomfortable to drive on, and even with bigger, wider vehicles, you still feel the humps. Even though it's not necessarily safe, lots of drivers have taken to driving down the middle of the road to avoid them. Several reports have been made on the County Council's Fix My Street, where issues can be reported to the Highways Authority. One of them, submitted anonymously, said the speed humps are there as a traffic calming measure, but cars are able to drive down the middle of the road and avoid them. This is a very common occurrence, happening both during the day and night. This never used to happen prior to the road being resurfaced, as the speed bumps were closer together, meaning cars had no choice but to reduce their speed and drive over them. Other locals said they have stopped using Wantage Road entirely because of the speed humps, which makes it unpleasant to drive on, including the Mayor of Wallingford, Ros Lester. Ms. Lester said, "We avoid driving along the road and try to use the bypass instead." The road was resurfaced in October last year, and despite reports of the speed humps have not yet been lowered. A spokesman for Oxfordshire County Council said, "We're grateful for residents making us aware of issues. Some remedial work has taken place since the project was completed, but inspectors will visit the site and see if any further work needs to be carried out." A response to the reports on Fix My Street said, "The priority for removal will be determined by the level of risk and associated concerns, assessed on a case-by-case basis. Immediate action will only be taken where an item poses a direct and imminent danger to motorists, cyclists, or pedestrians." Mr. Rolfe's interpretation of the response was that they're ignoring the fact that the contractor has installed them illegally and aren't going to do anything about it. He added, "I don't know why the council are reticent to fixing the issue. Perhaps they're focusing on repairing all the potholes first because they are getting more grief about them, but that's another story. The local road network is an embarrassment, and Oxfordshire County Council should be held accountable